Attention, film school students. Here are a few announcements. Item 1. How much Adam Sandler is too much Adam Sandler? Item 2. Some might say there's never enough of the Sandman. Item 3. While others might say 2 is just too much. Oh, and item 4. If anyone can find the film school janitors on their lunch break, tell them it's time to review Jack and Jill. They do not go up a hill, but Jill does go on The Price is Right.
Here's a little story about a trio of janitors. Might have heard they worked at a well-known film school. They picked up a few things other than trash. They might hate your movie or if drunk think it's cool. Every now and then they get together for a lunch break. Trash talks a movie, your TV, your streaming. Rodney and Jason and Sean Bale clean house. If you listen close, you can hear kids screaming.
All right, so I think we kind of developed a new scale for movies calling, like, the best and the worst because of Pee-wee Herman, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Just because of Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is such a high, and Big Top Pee-wee is such a low that's become kind of the scale. I think it's a very fair scale. So we got an email from somebody that says, if you think Big Top Pee-wee is the worst movie ever, try this one on for size, Jack and Jill. So we watch Jack and Jill. Mm-hmm. Rodney and I watched it together. Jay, you watched it back in the day, but you rewatched it again, right?
Yes, correct.
Jay loves Adam Sandler, for the record, correct,
yep.
Jay?
Yes. Yes, I broke out his DVD.
The son is putting in some good work today. I like it.
What is the basic premise of this movie, Jay?
Just brother and sister twins growing up together?
Yeah, twins growing up and separating. And, man, I don't know. It was like, twins kind of growing apart. And then reuniting in a weird way.
Yeah, not identical. I always thought I heard this movie idea back in the day when it was like when Mike Myers was making all his like awesome power movies.
Oh, you think it was pitched to him first?
I think he was supposed to do something comparable to this, which him playing a guy and the girl.
When you were little, they used to have those Jack and Jill do things together, those little kid books, right?
Yeah, see Jack run, see Jill run.
Yeah, Jack and Jill went up the hill to catch a pail of water. Jill came down with like 250 or some shit like that.
So...
No,
this movie
was that the
doesn't.
Wrong one? That's not how you heard it.
This
no,
movie doesn't.
Eazy-E has a version of this song, and I think it's a gross version of this song.
But it doesn't structurally follow like a story. It's kind of it just jumps right in where you see this brother hates his obnoxious sister. Mm-hmm. She's coming in town for the holidays for Thanksgiving, right to start.
Yeah, I think.
And then it's like a tradition.
It's a Jewish family. Yeah, they're Jewish, and there's
Katie Holmes is his wife.
I never liked her, but for whatever reason, I'm like, oh, damn, like, she was actually...
What movie would he like her in, Sean?
The Gift.
The Gift.
But the...
I will not watch that tomorrow.
This movie was nominated for a record of 12 Razzies back in 2011.
12?
It's a PG movie.
Is it still a record?
I think it's still a record.
Okay.
It's a PG movie.
Aren't most of his movies PG?
I don't think so.
No? Maybe not.
But yeah, basically, I was very nervous to watch this because I knew I always heard that he's so rude to her unnecessarily, and it was a little off putting.
He's rude to himself.
Right? That's why
you don't want to watch it because he's rude to himself.
But that's why he's getting away with it. But he's still like an awful human being to her. Like she was maybe gross or a little loud or something.
No, she was a little like off the normal trail, right? Like the well-traveled trail. She was kind of doing her own trail. In a sense, right? She was her own person. So really, at the end of the movie, you really find out that he's the broken one, not her.
Right.
Like he, it took him like all these years and it took everybody else around him to realize like you're...
He's denying himself.
Yeah, you're the person that's fucking this whole thing up.
So I looked up, I swear to God, this is the first poem I looked up. I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be controversial. But this is because I know there's Jack and Jill dirty poems out there. Mm-hmm. So I put in Jack and Jill dirty poem.
Okay.
I swear in my life, this is the first poem that popped up. Right. This is not my political views. This is nothing. I'm just reading.
I don't even want to go into it.
No, I want to hear it.
Jack and Jill went up a hill so Jack could see Jill's fanny. But Jack got a shock and an eye full of cock because Jill was a closet tranny.
Oh, God.
I'm so embarrassed reading that right now. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I read that. I'm so sorry I read that.
I told you not to.
I'm sorry I read that.
So the...
That's what you get, motherfucker.
It's the first one. We're done. That's not the poem I was thinking of when I was little that I heard.
Wasn't the original poem for Jack and Jill supposed to be like, it wasn't a brother and sister, was it?
Yeah, just Jack and Jill went up the hill to
catch a pail of water. It was like a boy and a girl. It was just a boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl, yeah.
Not a brother and sister kind of thing, like, right? No. Okay.
Yeah. So he's in advertising. You got Nick Swartzen's his assistant who says awful things. Like, I think he's uses as a...
I love Nick Swartzen for the record.
He says he uses him as a character to rip hilarious. On her because he keeps going, you can't say that. I can only say that's my sister. Yeah.
Well, but that's also making fun of everybody else in the world that does the same fucking thing, right? Like, you can sit there and rip on somebody, but as soon as somebody else says something, you're like, whoa, that's my family.
Well, hold on. Yeah, you talk shit about my mom, you don't talk about my mom. Right. That's always been a thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But you just...
Like, I know my mom's nuts, but you don't get to say she's nuts. Yep.
So she's at the dinner, and like she wants to sit next to her brother. She loves her brother, and he's awful. The mother passed away not that long ago, and he's like,
he's not giving her a place to lean. He didn't want her to come by. He didn't want her to stay with him. He's pushing her out the door. He
can't wait, and
he's a dickhead.
Yeah, and she has an open ticket, so she's going to stay through to the end of the year. Mm-hmm. She has her little wish list. Now, the thing, there was a couple of things when we watched it, Rodney.
We
laughed out loud.
I want to get this out the way. I don't laugh at... his movies. I'm not an Adam Sandler fan. There's some movies I like.
The earlier ones, I would say, for me, up to
Happy
Big
Gilmore
Daddy.
And all that shit, I really like. Yeah. I actually like Big Daddy. But I don't go out of my way to be an Adam Sandler movies to watch Adam Sandler movies. I realized, I went through all my shit the other day. I own one Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, what one?
And I own about 500 movies.
Oh, Punch Drunk Love?
Yes. Yeah, you knew that.
I just guessed.
How did you? That's the one I own. That's the one movie I own.
It makes sense. Isn't that the one where the woman keeps... waking up the next day and can't remember anything?
No, that's 41st Days.
51st Days.
Oh, I figured
that was the one. I actually have the special edition of Punch Drunk Love, and I might own that because of you. I don't know what
it
is.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
But it's the DVD version of it, and I was going through all my shit, and I'm like, out of all the movies I have maybe 300 newer
movies. You don't have Uncut Gems?
No, that movie stressed me out. I went to the movies and seen it. I never want to watch that movie again. It stressed me out. Like, every 5 minutes, I'm like, why are they doing it? Doesn't make sense. Why are they doing that? Oh, gambling. It's gambling.
I didn't understand.
That movie super stressed me out.
I don't know how it's...
No, I never want to watch it. It super stressed me out. But what was I getting to in this? Anyway, I laughed like...
Nobody knows.
Three or four times in this movie.
Do you remember?
And I didn't want to laugh at this movie. I'm not a fan of his.
We were very nervous watching it.
Yes.
But when she runs into the woods after she gets mad.
Yes.
And then the homeless guy that was at dinner is out there. He's like, hang in there, brother, or whatever he says.
But that's Adam Sandler thing to do. That homeless guy.
And that guy, he's a callback from one of the other movies. I think he's from Happy Gilmore. They said it's the same character.
He could be the guy.
He's the homeless guy that once. I watched Happy Gilmore the other day because it was on TV. Yeah. But he's the caddy that he fires, and he calls back and gives him a job.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then...
not fires, but he keeps him as a caddy.
But the other part we laughed at was when she goes on Price is Right.
Dude, she gets clocked by that thing. Because we always wonder, because those things stick out.
It looks like it.
Dude,
We've wondered, for 30, 40 years, how nobody's ever been hit with it?
But if you look at it for real, there's no way it does. But because we all
think
that.
To us, it always sticks out because you got to grab it and pull it down. And how's nobody ever been hit by it?
He goes, give her all the prizes.
And how nobody's ever been hit by it?
Oh, that killed me.
That's something we've always wondered. And Adam Sandler put that in the movie, and I laughed every time. That stunt double hits the ground after they get hit.
I laughed in the flashback too when they showed it again later.
So did I. So
I
did
laughed
I.
Like just so sorry.
I was mad at myself for laughing at it. I'm like, I don't laugh at this shit, and I'm laughing at it right now.
It's so simplistic, right?
So
and sometimes that's the beauty of it, though. Like it's just.
But I always wonder.
Sometimes you need that.
Always wondered how they've never been hit by it. Like, I don't know how long that's, but it had to stick out enough to put their hands on it. And then a movie put that in there. Did somebody actually got hit by it?
It's like an inner ridge you grab.
He had to wonder too how nobody's ever been hit by it. So he put it in a movie.
But then that's also match cut with her sitting on a horse that the legs collapse. So it's like, oh, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's in the pool with the jet ski and jumps off. And it's like, okay, that's dumb.
Right.
But then he's trying to get her to go on a date. So they're making this profile, and it's her profile's awful.
I was gonna say, didn't he like make one?
Well, he does one later, he does it on Craigslist.
Yes,
he does that, and then the kid goes, "What are you gonna wear in hell?" His son.
He said,
"What clothes are you gonna wear in hell?"
Because he walked in on him.
So then she of course gets tons of hits because of Craigslist. Yeah. So he picks Norm MacDonald, and his name is Fun Bucket.
Yes.
So then they go on a date,
rest in peace, Norm MacDonald.
And she's like talking to him, and he gets up, and then she's like sitting there waiting. You see her being ditched on the date, which again, I think you feel more pity for her through the movie as it goes on.
You feel a little sad for her, yeah.
I do. I feel really bad for her in this movie.
And she's like, do you want me to pack up the salad? She's like, I think he's just waiting for it to get cool or something like.
it was
too hot or whatever. Like, so then she goes into the restroom. She's looking around. She's like, fun bucket. And then you see her like open the bathroom stall door and she walks up and then the camera pans up and Norm's hanging
out. He's hanging like Spider-Man.
And that made us laugh. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I love Norm MacDonald. Because all this Shane Gillis thing is coming through, I think he's hosting Saturday. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's the time to bring it up. Because he's hosting Saturday. Norm MacDonald was actually fired from Saturday Night Live because they said he wasn't too funny back in the day.
Right.
Then within a year, they had him come back and host.
Yep.
And his monologue when he came back was fucking amazing. He comes back, he goes, we're talking about Norm MacDonald, yep. So I'm not too off. He comes back, he goes, hey, they call me to come back here. It's because the show sucks. Yep. And he says it just like that. He goes, my humor hasn't changed. It's within a year. I'm still the same comedy that you've always had. So I've sucked so bad, or the show's even gotten worse, and they want me to come host it.
He goes, I didn't get funnier. They got worse.
He goes, I'm not saying who they are as he's hosting it at that moment. But
and he goes, you'll see
later on the show why it's so bad. I'm like, oh my God.
But he's kind of ripping on all the other comedians.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing. Oh, Norm, it was a great intro.
Classic Norm.
I'm hoping Shane will do that, but he won't. He won't. Norm is great. Sorry, go ahead.
I saw another one recently where he was telling a story about, I met a doctor at the science, the University of Science. And then Conan's like, oh yeah, I know that school. And he's like, yeah. He goes, this doctor goes, I'm a doctor of logic. And he goes, logic, what's that? And he goes, well, I'll show you. He goes, do you have a doghouse in your backyard? Well, yeah, I have a doghouse. Oh, okay, so that means you have a dog. Well, yeah, I do have a dog.
Logic, yeah.
Oh, so then if you have a dog, you probably have a family. Oh, yeah, I have a family. You got a wife and kids. Oh, yeah. Oh, because you have a wife and kids, that means you're heterosexual. He goes, yeah. He's like, okay. And he goes, because you have a doghouse, I figured out you're heterosexual. That he goes, that's logic. He goes, oh, okay, interesting. So he goes, so then I go onto the bus and I see a guy and he's on there and he's smoking a cigar. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I go and start a conversation with this guy. And he goes, hey, I just talked to a guy that taught me about what logic, science of logic. And he goes, oh, really? He goes, well, how does that work? And he goes, all right. He goes, so do you have a doghouse in your backyard? And he goes, no. And he goes, oh, you're a homosexual.
That's what it was all about, making the person uncomfortable the next to him.
And he takes the walk.
Yes,
and
he takes
these long walks.
It's the worth to pay off. And if it's most of the time, it's not worth to pay off, which makes it twice as funny because you're like, you just made me wait 5 minutes for that response.
He did it always to make himself laugh. For his own enjoyment, I should
fishing
say.
Fishing him along is really the funny part about it.
I was reading like Instagram. Yeah. I watched the monologue, like him of that intro, and all the comments underneath. They're like, kudos to Norm for making other people pay for keeping himself amused.
Yeah.
Because that's what he did. All he did his whole life was keep himself amused. Mm-hmm. He didn't give a shit about anything else. And he even had that little talk show he had.
He did what he loved.
He would make people on there, but he would say some of the off-wall shit that the person next to him would feel so uncomfortable about what he just said. I don't think Norm ever believed some of those shit he said, but he wanted to make the comfortable. He was amusing himself. Mm-hmm. He wanted to make the person next to him uncomfortable, and that's what amused him.
Because
real expressions.
We talked about it when he passed away with the when Courtney Thorne Smith was on there for chairman of the board.
Yeah,
I just heard something on like satellite radio with her talking about that, being on that episode. She goes, oh, I was on Conan multiple times. Like, I never felt uncomfortable. I was laughing along with them. You know, I knew he was just making jokes.
If you know Norm, then you're like, okay with it. But so go ahead.
So she was cool with it. But yeah, so that scene in this movie.
I more than digress.
Yeah, that scene in this movie made me laugh. Yeah. But yeah, the bulk of the story ends up being that they want to get Al Pacino,
which is great
for Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Chino.
You know, so
I am
the Super Bowl commercial, right?
Yes,
100%. So did you not think of Dunkin' Chino when you saw the newest Dunk?
I am so mad. I didn't know they were selling those clothes. I would have 100% bought them. They sold out quick, like within 48 minutes. The top sold out. I checked the next day; the pants were still available. But you bought them. There was $60
for
each.
You can't just get the pants. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I didn't buy it. But the pants now sell for like $200.
Counted as the most popular Super Bowl commercial.
That was awesome. Yeah,
it was awesome.
Did you see that one, Jay?
But it had to come off the Dunkin' Chino thing, right? It had to have, right?
Well, I think they just advertised that way. I think they just that's their slant, and it just works. And
I didn't even watch it after they were leaking who was going to win. So
it's a gang or
a J-Lo. J-Lo commercial.
J-Lo commercial.
She's in the studio, like recording.
I'll watch it.
And then Ben Affleck walks in, and he's got like this dunk yellow, orange,
the Dunk Kings.
And Tom Brady's there, and he's like, I got a song for you. You can put it on your album. So he does this like Dunkin' Donuts rap.
Yeah.
And then that's when Matt Damon's on the side too. Yes. And they're both wearing these track suits.
It all made me think of this movie and the Al Pacino Dunkin' commercial.
Oh, he was fucking hilarious.
Well, I love this. Made me think of Tropical Thunder. and Tom Cruise's mm-hmm. character on how he was so over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And this made me think of that same kind of character with that.
So funny.
And this movie doesn't get enough credit for how that Al Pacino's character is in this movie. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so Al Pacino is... They want to get him to go, so he goes to a basketball game.
Wait, they're...
Oh, the basketball game.
His company is... what are
you
they?
Say company?
Company.
You say company?
Company.
Do you know what you're saying right now?
Company.
What are you saying?
Company.
Company?
Company.
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 What are you saying right now?
I don't know what you're saying.
Company.
Well, fuck, what is he saying? Do you hear it?
He's a little...
Do you hear it?
Adam Sandler's
I think the first
company.
Time, anyway.
I'm having a stroke.
You are.
Yeah, I think you are.
Adam, yeah.
They're advertising, right? It's like an advertising company.
Because it's the last appearance of Regis Philbin in a film. He does that at the beginning.
Is he dead?
He passed away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's in the beginning of the movie.
Adam Sandler passed away?
No, Regis Philbin.
Oh,
he's in the first.
Fuck him.
He's in the first commercial they do in the movie. And then you got, did you recognize the puppeteer? The puppeteer? It was Dana Carvey.
Oh, yeah.
I did not
get that.
Yes,
okay.
I've watched this twice because we took so long to watch it. I'm like, I'll watch it.
I wanted to rewatch it, and I didn't get around to it. Because
I wanted to make a list. I got a list of all the fucking time capsule people this movie. Yeesh. So
that's part of the fun watching his movies, though, because he does have a lot of times.
This one I feel like went out of its way for the people I'm going to list in a minute.
I would say I know you knock him for a lot of his movies, and you and especially Rodney, but I mean, a lot of times he gets a lot of people in there that like you're like oh, how
money.
Are they attached to him?
Money.
I think which is great.
Well, he knows what he's doing.
He's making money.
He stays true to the crew that people have been with him in a long time. Mm-hmm. You got to give him credit for that. If you were in the earlier with him, he still takes care of you to this day. And I think a lot of his friends have bigger houses than they should be in because of him.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
So I mean, that's a good friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you're not really used to this type of thing, but yeah, he's the kind of person that takes care of his friends.
Al Pacino ends up being very attracted to Jill. He's very attracted to Jill. Jill is not interested in Al Pacino at all. So it ends up getting to a point where, as he ends up doing later in his career, Adam Sandler goes, hey, I want to go on a cruise boat. I'm going to film this movie on a cruise boat, a la The Retirement Plan for Nick Cage. He goes, oh, let's just get this cruise to sponsor us. We'll go on this boat. We're going to film this stuff. And he ends up pretending to be his sister to go seduce Al Pacino to get him to be in this commercial. Yes. And then that's when he finally learns all his lessons about what an asshole he is. And then they end up showing, again, the last funny bit was when he's in the commercial. You see this Dunkachino commercial. He's like, hey, it's Al Pacino. He's like, no, I changed my name to Dunkachino. And he does this rap song,
but he hates it.
But all the lines are from all his other movies. Like,
oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it's like, you know... God, I can't even think of any offhand, but if you look up the lyrics for it, it's like everything's referencing his movies. So at the very end, he goes, burn it.
Yes.
He's like, well, I can cut a couple seconds. I can change his... Burn it. Nobody can ever
Nobody
see
Nobody should
this.
Ever see
it. I like this movie. And
I enjoyed
it overall,
too.
I know the person
too.
Recommended us watch it, and it's a new premise of the worst movie ever, but I have to disagree with this person.
I would disagree
as
well.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to disagree to the one of the only three fans we have, but I like
Dirty
this.
30. Dirty 30.
I like this movie.
I think it was way better done than Pee-wee's Big Top.
Big
I mean,
top.
I would not watch this movie if it was.
I will never understand how Big Top Pee-wee got made.
Not really too sure about that. But we also skipped over the fact, like, what she ended up kind of like liking his
the
gardener guy. Yeah,
Who's actually a comedian who ended up doing a couple other like he's a. He has like a hot
just kidding. He did that like tomorrow.
I thought he was a real. Wait, we're talking about the wrong guy. What's the movie with the pool boy? That wasn't really a pool boy.
That's
a porn.
That's Hugo Pool.
Oh, never mind.
So these are the people.
Too many fucking movies.
I know. So she talks about in the course of this movie, Jill has a big crush on Barry Manilow.
Mm.
So this is in 2011. 2014, he officially came out. So that's our little window there.
Okay.
Johnny Depp, 2018. He's in. You know,
he's
all his
in there
legal
too,
stuff.
Yeah.
But he's at the court. Do you remember what shirt he had on?
Oh, he did. Golden Girls?
Mm-mm.
No.
Fuck, I can't remember what shirt he had on. That's Ryan Reynolds. I can't get him out of my mind. He always wears Golden Girls.
You can think about it. So another person that was in this movie is Jared Fogel from Subway.
Yes.
2015.
She was asking him about the like how many subs you eat or all that stuff at the
party.
Dude,
I cringe when they showed him. Like, I felt so uncomfortable when he was on screen.
So it's 2011. This was made, so it's 4 years later.
You said this was a good time capsule movie.
It's a weird time. Like, this is a weird because I'm not even through all of this yet. But the shirt he's wearing is Justin Bieber.
That's right.
Vince Offer, the ShamWow guy.
Yes, that's right.
He was arrested in 2009 for punching a woman, so that was before.
He's still alive. We looked it up.
Yes, but in 2011, he had a harassment charge against him from Scientology. He was a former Scientologist, so that was a thing with him. And then Caitlyn Jenner was in this, Bruce Jenner, 4 years before the transition.
Dude, I've seen some videos. She plays with her new role pretty good. She's golfing one day, and her friends are behind him.
And they're like,
you'd have a better drive if you still had your balls. And he turns around, he starts running, why would you say that about me? She says that to them. And I like the way she plays with all that. I get she's Republican, but that's the way she plays with her balls.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now I have to leave that opening in there.
Damn it.
Your poem you read.
Right? You have to.
Oh, Caitlin.
Stop. We're just going to leave it at that.
Stop talking.
But yeah, the.
I don't know why I just said it like that.
I enjoyed it too. How much do you think this movie cost to make? Let's just play that game for this one.
He's got a lot of people in here.
I think there's people that owed him favors. I don't think there's any.
I don't think.
This is still a theatrical one.
What did he pay Al Pacino to get in his movie?
Because I don't know that.
I'll be honest.
To act that way and everything?
I don't think they would, like, so in a weird way, I feel like.
What's Al Pacino?
I don't think they would expect a big payday from it. Like, I think they just go into it like, it's kind of like.
I want to do something different. Much like Madam.
Yeah. A favor movie.
But it's like a.
No, more of a, I want to branch out. More like, you know, you got Dakota Johnson going, oh, I want to be a superhero movie. I'll do this. It ends up being Madam Web, a new audience or something kind of thing. This is like at the end of his theatrical run. I think we'll look up all his movies to see where this falls.
Oh, because he was in the play, the traveling play, right? Al Pacino.
And he got in trouble.
And he was having. Wasn't it some sort of actor's block or something like that? He couldn't find his muse, and then that's why he liked her.
And then she was from the same neighborhood, the same street.
He takes a phone call on stage. He's like, yes. Hold on a second.
They knew about the same games and sports, yes. And they knew all that stuff. That's right.
So it was like, yeah, it was like really funny. But then in the end, though,
dude, the Al Pacino twist, I loved that part.
To be honest with you, I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah,
I was like, I just remember a lot of them kind of arguing stuff, you know what I mean? Like
the whole time that Al Pacino's in love, he's looking across at Adam Sandler. Like, let's not.
What a good actor! That's an Oscar-winning actor.
And he's serious the whole time.
Oh, you only won one Oscar? Yeah, you would have thought I had more.
Yeah. This is great.
And look up the Dunkachino song while, like,
we're guessing how much it costs us.
I don't know if we'll find that. I was going to look up
you can't find how much it cost to make this movie?
Oh, no, I know how much it costs. I don't know how much they paid him.
I'd say the movie cost $28 million.
What do you say, Jay?
Well, this one's a little bit tougher because, I mean, you got a cruise line tickets.
I got it for the record. Dunkachino was easy.
I'm
thinking it's probably.
So you can listen to the words.
I think it's somewhere like it's the $44 million range.
All right. 44? It was $79 million to make.
Oh. Way fucking more.
And how much do you think it made at the box office?
$44 million.
What's the number I said? How much it cost to make?
It's 79.
I actually remember Jackie Joe's being sort of popular when it came out and me being super confused.
I don't think it did
that
bad, to be honest with you.
I think it did 120.
I'll just stick with 40. I'll round it to the 40 because I'm not really sure.
149. So it made its money.
Okay.
Right. So in the terms of where he was in these movies, so I think probably the last one I saw of his in the theater was You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
Okay.
That's 2008.
Mm-hmm. I own that one.
Bedtime Stories I've still never seen, but I've heard that's not bad. That's like a Disney one. Oh, Funny People, but that's like a Judd Apatow movie.
Yeah.
So I saw that at the theater. That's 2009. Grown Ups, Just Go With It. I've never seen.
I liked Grown. Oh, I saw that one too. Okay.
That's the same year as Jack and Jill.
I liked Grown Ups, but I didn't like the sequel. Like the second one was not as.
I'll tell you what. My favorite actually of his of the last ones was That's My Boy, which is 2012. I did love.
Oh, that was.
That's
funny.
My Boy is that's very funny. Very good. Then he started the Hotel Transylvania.
That's Grown the Ups. Cartoon one though.
Yep.
Right?
Grown Ups 2 is 2013. 2014, Blended.
Blended, yeah.
That's when he started doing the vacation movies.
Mm-hmm. But he's got the train one, the train murder thing.
These are still theatrical. I'm sticking with theatrical because once he goes to Netflix, that's it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
The Cobbler, which is where he's like makes shoes. Pixels.
Wait, the Cobbler? Isn't the Cobbler the one where he's like got the magical power or something?
Yeah, to make shoes. Like he goes into other people's lives or something. I think that was another one he was trying to do something, but then. 2015 is Pixels. That's probably his last theatrical one. It's not.
That's when he went to Netflix right after that, didn't he?
And then after that, it's Ridiculous Six on down. The Do-Over, Sandy Wexler, Meyerowitz Story, like all those. So basically 2015. So for like almost 10 years now, he's been pretty much Netflix.
Ready?
But, yep, let's play the song.
He's got a good thing going.
Listen to the word. Yeah, exactly. Listen to the word.
Wow!
It's not Al anymore.
It's Dunk.
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
What's my name?
Dunkachino.
It's a whole new game.
Dunkachino.
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend.
Creamy goodness?
Say hello to my chocolate
blend. Say hello to my little friend.
Ooh-ah. This whole trial is out of sight. They pull me back in with hazelnut.
Pull me back in.
Caramel swirl. I know it was you. Everyone wants my Dunkachino. Can't get enough of my Dunkachino. Kids from 7 to 17 lining up for my Dunkachino. What's my name?
Dunkachino.
Dunkachino.
All right.
So let's see. Al Pacino.
That movie's worth that alone.
Yes. He admitted he likes to pick well-paying bad movies and try to elevate them with his acting chops. And that's what he says he did with this movie.
He definitely elevated, I guess. But it was the same spectrum of the movie. I don't know if it
but
was
you're
elevated.
Right. No, but we said he fell in love with him as her, and it worked. It doesn't show how much he made. Sandler made $20 million on that. So that $79 million budget, $20 million went to Sandler.
He gave himself $20 million for that?
Uh-huh.
That must be nice. So. I got to go use.
But I think that's it for Jack and Jill. Anything else you want to say about it?
I recommend watching.
Yeah, it's not.
No, I think it's. I
paid to rent it, and then it came on Hulu. So wait for it to be free somewhere. But
that's one of those things for sure. If it's free, it's not bad.
So all right,
I don't know if I had a choice, so I would definitely pick this over Pee Wee's Big.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, not even close. Not even close. It's like smack dab in the middle. Not even close. So, all right, back to work.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.